broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. This is the broadcast for March the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Kurt sent me an email, which I think is worthy of talking about. Now, the headline says, well, Kurt says, the feds are at it again. Is that what the headline says, Kurt? The feds are at it again?
Find that one. It sounds right.
Yeah, the feds are at it again. Yeah.
Well,
I think this is an important piece to talk about, Kurt.
Well, it's our friends, the Fijos. We're talking about Jim and Trish Fijo.
Yes, sir.
They're longtime friends of ours. Trish has now written a book called Call to Stand. And, you know, I recommend the book. I haven't read the whole thing. I've bought 5 copies of it. If you need one, you know, at least let me know. We'll get you one. But she says this. She says, dear friends, Big Pharma is pushing the feds to bar you from using natural remedies. Don't sit back and let the FDA break the law and tread on your right to choose. There's, you know, that whole choice program, huh? There is something you can do. And she says you have until March 20th of this year. If you don't have time to read the article, just click here to object to Big Pharma and the FDA restricting natural remedies. This is a way to show them you are watching and to say you don't appreciate the FDA spending your tax dollars to suppress health choice. And she finishes up and says, thanks for taking a stand. Sincerely, Patricia Fijo. And there's her phone number. And
so it's a book called Call to Stand.
Yes.
And what do they got? Website? Is it calledtostand.com? Is that what it is?
It says, yes, that's right, Sam. Good point. Calledtostand.com.
All right. Anyway, they got a good website up there with articles and updates on what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Kind of an interesting deal, but you know, when they say the feds are at it again, this has been a long train of abuses, Kurt.
Oh yeah.
On the I don't know what to call it, but on the battle for freedom to use supplements, is that the best way to describe it, Kurt?
Well, yeah, that's I mean, it's all about freedom, and you know, people that want to choose a certain way or made or forced by the government to do other things and said, you know, tells them they can't do that. While at the same time, the pro-choice crowd says, hey, you can choose to kill a baby, you know. But it's just pretty incredible, the issue of choice, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah. Anyway, on the webpage, it talks about the light we hold, you know, where Trisha talks about kind of the responsibility we have. Yep. Anyway, I think it's a fitting story on the heels of the story last hour that we talked about, that Disney took God out of this traditionally good movie.
Yeah. This book,
A Wrinkle in Time.
Like you said, according to their website, it says it's a riveting story in their own words. It's a story of free speech, freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, but it's also a story of government bullying and overstepping the intent of U.S. law.
Boy, howdy.
And we know a lot about it. We've, you know, known these people for a long time, and we saw as the...
That's right.
Basically, the government...
government out of control is what it is, Kurt.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, the government is absolutely... unequivocally out of control on this.
Yep.
And anyway, our prayers are with them, though. Our prayers are with Jim and Trish Fijo and their fight. And our prayers are with everybody standing up for agency, the ability to choose.
Yeah. And here's a little review by somebody who read the book, just so you don't have to just listen to me about it. David and Susan McClendon said this. They give it 5 out of 5 stars. Says, from time to time we read a book that makes us slow down to take in all the details. Called to Stand, How a Small Christian Ministry Courageously Stood Up to Government Tyranny by Patricia Fijo is one of those books.
Now, there's several different folks that have read the book, and one of them that I found interesting is one guy on there, Kurt, wrote this. He said, I was familiar with your story from beginning to end. However, reading the book was still riveting, and there was information there that I did not know. That's pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, I suppose there is, you know. And this one went on to say, if you're a Christian, you simply must read this book. If you believe in the freedom to choose your own health plan, you must read this book. If you believe in the free enterprise system, you must read Call to Stand. You should add Call to Stand to the list of gifts you give out this Christmas. This is the one gift that will work for anyone on your Christmas list that can read. Yeah, and if they can't read, help them learn to read and then get them a book, huh, Sam? I don't know.
No, there you go.
But
Anyway, Kurt's trying to get a hold of Trish to see if she can come on the radio and talk more about it and what the future for these folks hold and that kind of stuff. I know they're writing their book. She's been a well-known, what do you call it, a homeopathy?
Yeah.
It's not a doctor. What do they call her? There's a word for it.
Homeopathic healer lady, you know, just. Does a lot of good.
Yeah, anyway, there's a word I'm looking for. That's you're certified in homeopathy. I'm not sure what that's called.
Okay.
Anyways, the point is that she's been in that role, Kurt, since 1993, so for quite a long time. Yeah. And I submit to you that it's one of the areas that we ought to look for solutions when it comes to our health, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I really am convinced that's a kind of a key thing that we need to really be cognizant of. So anyway, there you have that. All right. We'll hopefully get more information on that. Kurt, you've got the books, though, now, right?
Yes, I do have some in the Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable bookstore. They're available. And you can even, when you join the Give Me Liberty Fund, then you can get them at greatly reduced rates. We've got a number of opportunities there, so just let us know when you join GiveMeLibertyFund.com, and, you know, you can... access those, well, savings, if you will.
All right. We expect Kurt, since he's got the book. What page are you on, Kurt? Are you about done reading it?
I'm on the outside of the book, Sam. You know, that's where
What does that mean? You already read through it?
No, but it looks really good. It's a really nice
Well, you got to read
book.
It, Kurt.
Yes, I know.
So will.
I need the audio version, and then I would have.
Well, they don't have an audio version, Kurt. You have to read it into audio form.
I think they do, Sam.
Oh, really?
I just haven't purchased it.
All right. You know. Well, hey, we'll be waiting for your book report on this one, Kurt. How many pages is it?
It's one you would read in an hour, you know, I mean, because the way
well,
you
not
read
that
it,
fast, but I'd certainly read it.
Yeah.
How many pages is it, Kurt? Is it a big book?
No, it's pretty similar to, like, Sheriff Mack's book.
Okay, but one of the things that I thought interesting, on their website, too, and you might grab this real quick, Kurt, they had a little bit of, I don't know what you call it. They highlight a chapter, and then they give you kind of like a little teaser from that chapter. I don't know what you call those. Little excerpt?
Yeah, excerpts. Uh-huh.
Anyway, I found some of those interesting, too, because that alone makes you kind of want to read the book, Kurt. Did you read some of those? They're pretty interesting. Little is like chapter 17 this or 27 that. I don't have that in front of me right the second, but I was reading some of that before and I thought, whoa, you know, talking about the battle. For example, one of the chapters talks about Jim Fijo on the stand testifying and how basically God's spirit, you know, rolled forth and helped him stay strong and not capitulate to the belligerence of the government to remain faithful and true. And anyway, pretty interesting. And I thought, you know, that was very interesting in my mind. Anyway, it's all available on the website.
Yeah, here's some of
CalledToStand.com.
Like you said. Yeah, quotes from Called to Stand. Okay,
that's
sorry,
what
I
quotes.
Didn't find it.
Anyway, I'm just saying it's pretty neat to read some of those, though. Go ahead. It just gives you a little teaser that I found informative, personally.
This one's from chapter 17 under the I guess, a chapter called Trials, Betrayal, and Blessings. It says the Spirit was moving quickly, and perhaps there was no way around the pain for any of us at that time. We were trying so hard to steel ourselves with the Word of God in order to follow Him and not back down. Then from chapter 28, called Star Chamber, from the court testimony of Jim Fijo, we see this as a war, a battle for people, for truth. What is presented through so-called medicine as truth is truth based on a bunch of people patting each other on the back with so-called science. Yeah, those are pretty good.
Anyway, I found that pretty neat, just to, you know, hey, the Star Chamber, when you're forced to stand on the stand, and then they're playing games about, you know, how they break this down. And I'm just telling you, pretty riveting is all I can say.
Kind of the way it was for old John Baptist when he had to deal with the old Star Chamber, I guess, huh?
You know, all I'm telling you is the sad part is, you know, Christianity's taking a beating. And I'm grateful for people that stand for Christian principles. That's all I can
say.
Yes.
Yeah. Good point.
And I try to stand in my own best way that I can, and I'm grateful for others doing the same.
I guess there's a Kindle edition. Maybe I don't even see the audio. Let's see. I was thinking there was an audio version, but I don't see it. Yeah, there's a number of different ones, but... yeah, get your call to stand today, and if you want to get it at, that's what I can see, the lowest price available, let us know and join the GiveMeLibertyFund.com.
Yeah, they say we see this as a war, a battle for people and a battle for truth. Amen to that. All right, hang tight. Sam and Kurt in seconds.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I thought this next headline related quite well to Tricia Fijo's book called The Stand at calledthestand.com. Anyway, check that out. But this next headline says Florida bans so-called campus free speech zones, writes Rob Shimshock for Daily Caller. Kurt, have you seen this piece?
No.
They say Republican Florida Governor Rick Scott signed a bill on Sunday eliminating free speech zones, which are known for restricting free speech on campuses to a certain location. SB 4 is what it's called, Senate Bill 4, which enables students to levy state lawsuits against public universities that violate students' rights to expression. Anyway, it passed the state house, passed the Senate. The governor signed it. They say that people should not have their free speech quarantined.
Huh. Imagine that, Sam. I mean, that's like way out idea, you know?
I found it kind of refreshing.
I hear that.
And I kind of thought, you know, everybody tells me the good guys never win, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm not telling you this bill's perfect. I don't want people to call me up and say, oh, Sam, it's got all these problems. I'm not telling you it's perfect. All I'm telling you is, when have you heard in America where they basically say, hey, these free speech zones are bogus, they got to go, and the House and the Senate and the governor of a given state agree? When have you seen that in our lifetime, Kurt?
It's been a while.
Now, it's a weird headline, because when you hear they ban free speech zones, you're kind of like, wait, am I for or against that? You got to think through it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm not really for banning things.
Yeah.
But I am, I guess, for banning out-of-control regulations that violate freedom, Kurt.
Yeah.
But it's just a strange headline, though. So maybe if we get rid of free speech zones, Kurt, do you think we can get rid of gun-free zones?
Well, we can always hope.
You know, we can work towards it, do our very best to be involved. But all I'm telling you is,
we just call the gun-free zones the killing zones.
That's right.
That's,
and the free speech zones, gag zones.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just saying, look, how many people are talking about this story out of Florida, Kurt? Did you hear anybody talking about it? Is it in the mainstream anywhere, really?
Didn't see it on Drudge.
What's wrong with Matt? Matt got his tongue tied, or what?
Not enough space for it, I suppose.
Well, if he drops one of his advertisers, maybe he can have room.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, Florida bans campus free speech zones. Now, when they add so-called in there, I don't know what that means, Kurt. What does that mean? Now, they like to put this so-called thing in there, you know? What does that mean?
In this case, I think it fits because... you know,
yeah, because they're not really free speech zones. They're just a regulated, belligerent zone of unconstitutionality.
What it means is everything else is not free speech. And even in that place, it's not free speech, in my opinion, because they're going to regulate that, you know?
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, did you hear Arnold Schwarzenegger's in the news, Kurt?
No.
I think he's gone off his rocker, my friend. Schwarzenegger wants to sue Big Oil for first-degree murder.
How does that work?
Well, whose opinion do you want or whatever?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, they say Arnold Schwarzenegger was once a, quote, Republican politician.
Yeah, I knew that.
Now he wants to sue oil companies for knowingly causing global warming. And you know, that kills people, right, Kurt?
Well, that's what they say.
Now, the bodybuilder, movie star, and former governor told Politico in an interview published Sunday that Big Oil, that's no different than Big Tobacco, Kurt. They're both murdering people. Both are guilty of first-degree murder, the former politician says. You want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, there's a lot of people that you could take the same thing, I think, and flip it around for so many things you could say. That,
yeah, like the abortion industry, Kurt?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Where's Arnold when you need him, huh? Where's the Terminator, Kurt? Oh, he's too busy terminating to preserve life there. So the Terminator wants to say global warming is causing murder. He says when you walk into a room, if you're going to murder somebody, that would be first-degree murder. These oil companies are literally walking into the room and murdering people, he says, Kurt.
Wow.
I don't really know how to respond to this exactly, just because I believe, again, it's so absurd that it's hard to even respond to. But Kurt's absolutely right that, hey, how does it all work? You know, you could turn that around and it could be so many things. I wouldn't put global warming in that list, though. I'd put abortion and drugs, or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that I could make akin to that. But I certainly wouldn't put global warming on the list. But that's what he's got at the top of his list, Kurt. I think he's trying to warm up to Al Gore.
Warm up to Al Gore.
That's yeah. Insane. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
They say it's beyond me. Why do you think he said those things? He's supposed to be very busy. I mean, it's just a story that's just hard to understand, Kurt. But there you go, man. The Terminator's trying to preserve life there, buddy. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's on it.
All right. I guess, Kurt, in Florida, there's good news and bad news. The good news is they want free speech zones. I'm proud of them for that. But the bad news is, I guess...
They want free speech zones all through Florida? You mean like from border to border, and sea to shining sea and all that stuff?
Well, they don't have sea to shining sea in Florida, but I'm with you.
Well, they do. They got an eastern seacoast and a western seacoast.
All right. That's only in the part of Florida, though, Kurt. Not the whole thing.
Right.
Other parts are tied to this stuff called land, as far as I remember how Florida
works, right? Good point.
Now, if you're in the Keys, it might be different. All right. Anyway, 67 bureaucrats, they're called NRA-approved politicians, Kurt, but they voted for the FL gun bill or the Florida gun bill. These, quote, 67 NRA-approved politicians voted against our right to keep and bear arms, including Governor Rick Scott. That makes 68. And they literally voted to raise the age of... you know, being able to own a gun to 21, they're restricting, they're, you know, it's out of control. These are supposedly NRA-approved politicians. Well, now the NRA is mad, and they sued Florida, Kurt, over unconstitutional gun law.
There you go.
You see all that?
I think I saw something about it. I didn't really know the details of it.
Yeah, so what do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I mean, I rarely say this, but the NRA, I guess, deserves a... kudos here, as you would say. Right?
Yeah, that's right. I think so. I mean, hey, suing them, saying it's unconstitutional. That's what the NRA is supposed to be doing, Kurt. I'm disappointed in the 67/68 politicians that turned on the NRA that are supposedly the NRA-approved kind of politicians, but I'm proud of the NRA for standing up. Usually I'm disappointed in their compromise stances, but in this case, I say good on them, Kurt.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Well, we're grateful for it, nevertheless. Right?
Yep. Good point.
I mean, I'm grateful about that. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Now, there's people doing good things in spite of it all, Kurt, as I mentioned to you. Are you caught up with what Steve King's doing?
Let's see. No, I can't say that I am.
Oh, man, Kurt, you got to be caught up on Steve King.
Well, I know.
Dude, he does a phenomenal job.
Of course.
And believe it or not, he's one of my favorite politicians, even though he doesn't do perfect. But, hey... he does a lot of good. Anyway, Representative Steve King introduces what's called the Heartbeat Bill, Kurt. It's H.R. 490. And the idea is as soon as a heartbeat is detected, a baby is protected. Heartbeatbill.com is where you can learn more. And, you know, that's what Steve King's doing. So while our side is celebrating the right to keep and bear arms and God-given unalienable right of self-defense, and while we're suing Florida over that, you know, hey, Schwarzenegger wants to sue oil for first-degree murder. Okay? Now, I don't know if you know, but you know what WAPO is, Kurt?
Washington Post.
Yeah. Washington Post writer Ruth Marcus says women need the right to abort babies with Down syndrome, Kurt.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. You know, Arnold's off there trying to act like global warming is murder. This lady wants to openly call for murder of Down syndrome babies. And then you got Steve King and Sam Bushman promoting this heartbeat bill, H.R. 490. Heartbeatbill.com. If a heartbeat is detected, a baby is protected is kind of the slogan. That's what we're advocating for. And then they say you and I are off the rails conspiracy theorists, Kurt.
Huh.
Hang tight. Interesting. Liberty Roundtable Live.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. But here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. WAPO writer Ruth Marcus says women need the right to abort babies with Down syndrome, literally openly calling for murder of the most innocent among us. And then Representative Steve King introduces the heartbeat bill, H.R. 490. They say if a heartbeat is detected, a baby is protected. Heartbeatbill.com. So there you have that. I just find the contrast in America interesting. And I also find that we, the people, need to stand up for pro-life, Kurt. If there's one thing we need to do, I submit to you, that's one of the most critical things we can be doing. All right, Elizabeth Warren's in the news, Kurt. Pocahontas, is that her name?
Ooh, I wouldn't call her that.
You wouldn't? Okay. Anyway, Donald would.
I just mean, what I mean is she's not. I think that downgrades Pocahontas, in my opinion.
Ooh, whoa. Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the bottom line is some people are saying she needs to get a DNA test to go ahead and prove her DNA, you know, her Native American heritage, Kurt.
Mm. Wow.
What do you think? She's refusing the test, though, Kurt.
Yeah, I just want her to go back home and quit.
What, you want to put her back on the reservation, Kurt?
No, I don't want her to be in Congress.
All right, amen to that. Anyway, there's a big battle, though. Donald calls her Pocahontas, and others are saying, let's just have a DNA test and find out the truth. She claims she has Native American heritage, and let's just double down and prove it. Now, speaking of that, Kurt, I went and took my own DNA test.
You did?
Yes, sir. Got one for
Congratulations.
Christmas.
Congratulations. Did you pass?
Depends on what you mean by pass.
Well, that's what I was wondering if I would pass the DNA test.
Well, it depends on what you mean by pass, Kurt.
Yeah, I know.
Let me explain what I mean.
It's supposed to be sort of a joke, Sam.
Well, listen, I'm trying to be serious about your joke. Now, listen.
Uh-huh.
If I'm supposed to have some type of non-white in me, then I didn't pass.
Oh. If you're supposed to have some, what did you say?
Non-white. Kurt, and if you're completely white, then you flunked the test, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
So I doubt you'd pass is what I'm trying to get at. I didn't pass if you use that as the standard. I failed miserably.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? They say all my heritage, I'm 80% English or Great Britain, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, the rest is basically Scotland, Wales, Ireland, that kind of stuff. So I'm just flat out 100%
And they figure this out
white.
All because you gave them some spit?
Yes, sir.
That's how it works.
That's right.
I just, you know, I guess I've seen enough lab
hard,
work and stuff. I know. I've seen enough lab work and stuff that I think, man, how do they do that? I guess I really want to know more about it to say, hey.
Well, there's one
I
way to know more about it, Kurt.
Study it up.
Yeah. That's how you do it. I'm doing that.
Yeah,
I took my
that.
Own test, and I'm learning about it, and I'm seeing the results, and I'm seeing who it connects me with, and I'm doing all these cool things, and really working on my genealogy and my family history and stuff like that. I'm all in, going on it.
You're in it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat if you ask me. And, you know, I know what your point is, that it's like, really, can you really tell all that from just a little bit of spit? And, you know, I don't really know everything about it, Kurt, so I can't
it is interesting.
Definitively answer all your questions. But I know this, it's interesting. And I know this, it literally ties me to a lot of ancestors that I know are true or accurate, if you will.
Very good.
So that's interesting. Anyway, so did I pass? Well, I'm completely white in every sense of the word. That's probably a fail, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
To kind of carry your joke, and so I doubt you'd pass either.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, now, if we want to celebrate everybody's heritage, in my opinion, like the good Lord intended, then everybody passes, Kurt, including Kurt Crosby.
Yeah, no matter, I mean, everybody's a child of God, huh?
Yes, sir. But everybody also has interesting earthly heritage that, you know what? They should be able to celebrate that too, Kurt. No matter where it leads. In other words, if it leads to African ancestry or if it leads to European ancestry or wherever it leads, I think everybody should be able to equally celebrate that, Kurt.
Imagine that.
Okay, so if Pocahontas wants to go get her test and it proves that she's a Native American, she can celebrate that and say, see, I told you so. If it disproves it, though, then you got to go to Kurt Crosby and say, what do you think? Is the test accurate? Kurt will study up and tell you. Right? But I'm just saying it's fascinating how that is. I took the test and Pocahontas won't take it, Kurt.
Good point.
All right. Now, I guess Maxine Waters is in a battle with the Donald, Kurt. And Donald Trump said this about Maxine Waters.
And that is why we have to defeat Nancy Pelosi. And Maxine Waters, a very low IQ individual. You ever see her? Have you ever seen her? We will impeach him. We will impeach the press. But he hasn't done anything wrong. It doesn't matter. We will impeach him. She's a low IQ individual. You can't help her. She really is. We will impeach him. But you have Maxine Waters, and you have plenty of others. And I mean, Nancy Pelosi, you can't have that.
All right, you want to respond to that, Kurt?
To all of it?
Well, any part of it you want.
Maxine Waters is not my opinion of the what the Founding Fathers had in mind when they, you know, put together our representative government. I don't think she's an example of that. Neither do I think Nancy Pelosi is. So I would simply say, hey, I don't care really about their IQ or anything. I just disagree with their principles, and that's why I'd want them to not be in Congress.
I agree with that. Now, when Donald, though, says, hey, very low IQ individual, I don't personally, you know, think that's fighting fair. And the reason I say that is, number one, I challenge, as you challenge, the DNA tests and questions their validity. I seriously question IQ tests' validity. But furthermore, you know, I'm not here to attack somebody's intelligence. I'm not here to attack somebody's race. I'm not here to... And the problem with the rhetoric on that, Curtis, I just don't think that it's helpful. What Donald needs to do is disagree with her, as you have done, on policy. Hey, the reason you don't think that she belongs in Congress is because you don't think she represents somebody who would be a vanguard of the Constitution or protective of our God-given unalienable rights. Or, and so you would be focusing on policy, whereas Donald is literally, you know, talking about someone's, you know, IQ, which I don't know that they can control, whether that's good or bad or whether that's the measurement that matters. I personally think the better IQ test is that people believe in and act in accordance to God's laws. That would be my kind of IQ test. If you do that, you're going to be blessed. And if you don't do that, you miss out on tremendous blessings. But I'm just saying, I don't really appreciate Donald doing that, Kirk, because I think it's a misplaced, ill-started argument that does nothing but divide. So I'm not here to attack Donald, or am I here to attack Maxine Waters. I am here to say that many times I disagree with both of them on policy, Kurt, and I would point out the way, based on the way I see it. I'd point out the direction based on solutions as I see it. And I don't think Donald's helpful here, and I don't think Maxine Waters is helpful in Congress, because I don't believe their policies are what'll protect and promote America and are the American ideal, if you will. But anyway, I just found that interesting. Donald's talking about how low of an IQ she's got, and then he nicknames, you know, what's her name, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, and then she won't take the DNA test. And there's all these battles, Kurt, that I don't think matter one whit, personally.
Well, yeah, but it's entertainment TV, Sam, you know?
Okay. Anyway, I don't watch that, and I'm disappointed in that kind of rhetoric because I don't think it's valuable. Look, I'm not here to attack somebody's IQ. You know, how valuable is an IQ test anyway? That's something that ought to be discussed. Because Donald wants to run around and tell everybody how smart he is. But, you know, how do you gauge intelligence, Kurt? Is the Native American that knows a ton about natural health and healing herbs less intelligent than the doctor of today? And when you talk about, you know, Trish Fijo's book, Called to Stand, talking about the battle for herbs, where's Donald to lead that fight? I mean, he should be intelligent enough to know that fighting for our freedom to choose herbs over allopathic medicine is important, right? Where's Donald in that fight? We really need his help is the reason that I bring it up. And anyway, I find that all interesting. All right, Kurt, you know about Marquette University?
The way I remember, we talked about this once before. Marquette was formerly a religious university or whatever, and now they've changed quite a bit, but that's just my quick remembering.
All right, well, the reason I'm bringing this place up now is they, you know, they used to be kind of maybe religious or whatever, but not anymore, because Marquette University is saying that one of their professors, the guy's name is John McAdams. He doesn't have free speech rights anymore, Kurt. Bob Unruh writes the piece, and they literally shutting this guy down big time over free speech. And I bring it all up because it seems like our theme today is free speech. You know, you can say what you want, but I have the right to disagree with what you say. And so Donald can say that, you know, Maxine Waters is a low IQ individual, but I think that's an ill-placed discussion. Donald, let's talk about policy and how we disagree with Maxine on policy. All right, we're going to talk about fighting bad ads from Google as well in seconds. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Liberty Roundtable Live. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, as you know, Donald was down on the border checking out the border wall prototypes, right, Kurt?
Yes, he was, Sam. And, you know, one of the interesting parts about that story, I thought, was the fact that they list some of the different ones, and apparently he likes certain designs. He likes the ones where at the bottom of them, you know, they're all about 30 foot high, by the way, but at the bottom of them you can sort of see through them. Now, you know, they've got the ones that they call it see-through capability, and so that Border Patrol agents could see what and who was on the other side. Apparently they like them if they have a rounded top, which they say would make scaling the wall with a rope or a grappling hook more difficult. But the prototype that they say one of the eight, however, was had both the see-through capability and the rounded top. This was made by a company out of what's called Sierra Vista, Arizona. They say it features metal columns supporting metal plates and a round metal top. It's also the most, I wonder if the steel's coming from America. It's also the most expensive of the eight models, they say. The company is Hispanic owned, and its workers have reportedly been harassed for work on border projects. The media reports note that the company...
Well, hey, with that plan, maybe the Mexicans will build the wall, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Let's see. One caveat, the president, I like this part, the president noted that he might be inclined to choose a cheaper option. The ones that work the best aren't necessarily the most expensive. He said, I like that ring. And then they say in this piece from Breitbart News, it's possible that the final wall project, if and when it's fully funded, could include several prototypes or mix and match elements of different prototypes. But anyway, it's just a little more detail on the...
Yeah, and I would support a mix and match of different prototypes, Kurt. I'm not really for the most expensive one, but I do like some of the features of the ones that they talk about there. I do like the fact that it's not a racial issue, that Hispanics don't want illegal activity either, and that they're willing to work for preventing illegal activity, which I think is good. And I would say this, you know, this is a brilliant strategy by Donald. When you want to build something in government to create bidding and open discussions and values and have people, you know, let that free market enterprise system happen. I mean, it's brilliant in its application, if you ask me.
Yeah, and you think of the Great Wall of China that they put up that has for many years been, you know, an attractive, I guess you could say, tourist thing. You know, people want to go see it. I mean, imagine if, you know, how in these inner cities we got all these guys that want to paint walls and everything and, you know, do up some art and stuff. I mean, imagine if our Great Wall of America or whatever you want to call it had all this fancy you know, graffiti all over it. I mean, you know, maybe people had come from all over the world just to visit the walls.
Yeah, they could go to China and America and see the Great Walls. Yeah. You know? Maybe it would prompt a discussion about the difference for reasons for the walls.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
The Americans want to stop illegality, or the Chinese want to prevent people from gaining freedom, right? You know,
yeah,
kind of an interesting
back,
contrast.
I think when they first did it, you know, I mean, I think it also prevented invaders from coming in as well, you know, in China. You know, there's just different things that a wall can be used for, and, you know, hey, just like a door.
I'm for stopping drug running, whatever. That's for sure.
Yep, good point.
All right, Kurt, you wanted to bring back the discussion of Mike Pompeo a little bit. You found a little bit more information from Family Research Council, right?
Yeah, and the Family Research Council, you know, at least I highly esteem the folks there. You know, I think they do some great stuff. The Breitbart piece from Dr. Susan Berry has the headline, "The Family Research Council, Mike Pompeo will be agent of change to restore American values." You've got, they quote, basically... I mean, they tout him as a pretty good guy. They say that President Tony Perkins said President Trump has been an agent of change in Washington. And then he went on to say it's hard to identify another federal agency that is in more need of change than the State Department, which has historically and consistently been at cross purposes with American values and principles. Mike Pompeo is a proven leader, and this is what Tony Perkins at the Family Research Council says, and I am very confident that he will be the desperately needed agent of change at state. So I was, you know, I'm pleased with that, at least my opinion, you know.
Well, I agree, and I hope they're right. And I hope they have some intel that I don't have. You know, I'm concerned that the swamp monsters are just there and they keep hiring swamp monsters. But I hope that this is different. And one of the great ways to know, Kurt, or great ways to keep an eye on this ball, and I think we need to be eternally vigilant and keep an eye on it, but one of the great ways to do that is by their fruits shall ye know them. And that's why I've been a little bit, you know, I was pretty critical of the Donald at first, but I'm you know, realizing there's a lot of good that he's done, and I'm looking at the fruits of his labor. There's been a lot of good fruit coming from that, Kurt, as much as people may have issues with Donald on a variety of things, and but I'm willing to take it on issue by issue. And again, if we see Mike Pompeo up there and we see great fruits, I'll be the first to acknowledge that I was wrong. And I hope that's true for the good of a country.
A little bit more from our buddy there at the Family Research Council. He says, I believe Mike Pompeo is the agent of change that the State Department needs, and he has the president's ear. He cares about religious freedom and about restoring the United States to its historically esteemed role of human rights defender, not cultural imperialist. And with Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, also in place, the United States is perhaps better poised than any other time in recent memory to significantly make inroads in promoting religious freedom worldwide.
I hope that's true, as long as we don't go overboard, meaning that I think we need to set the standard that we're a light on a hill. We need to set the standard by obeying Christian principles and doctrines, by being a nation of peace. I'm for advocating around the world for peace and for following the Prince of Peace and for a testimony of Jesus Christ. Depends on what that worldwide leadership entails. And there's a kind of a big battle between the way I would go about it, Founding Father-esque. I wouldn't be an isolationist, but I certainly would avoid foreign entanglements. But when we talk about being the world's leader for Christianity or for you know, religious freedom around the world, as long as we're not too dictatorial or controlling or manipulating the affairs of other nations about it, I would completely support that. And so I pray they're right, Kurt. And maybe they have some intel I don't have. I know this. I am willing to give Mike Pompeo the benefit of the doubt, though, and I am willing to watch the fruits of his labors. And if they're good, I'll be the first to say so. You know, and that's kind of one of the things that I find interesting in our battles today. If I'm against Mike Pompeo, I'm supposed to be against him all the time. And if I'm for Mike, I'm supposed to be for him all the time. See, I reject that narrative, Kurt, based on party or based on whatever. I just want to look at every issue and say, hey, I want to evaluate the issue and I want to be right on the issue. Not because I want to be right that Sam Bushman is right, but because I want to be on God's side. I want to be on liberty's side. I want to be on America's side. I want to be on the Constitution's side. I want to be on, and so I want to be right, not in the sense that Sam is right, but in the sense that I want to be correct. I want to get it right, if you will. And, you know, I think that's something that we really could take a page out of the Liberty Roundtable playbook for, Kurt, which is, hey, let's talk about principles every time. And if we stand on the correct side of principles every time, that's a good place to be. And we can advocate for those principles. And so, hey, it's wise to say Mike Pompeo has a lot to bring to the table, better than the ones we've seen as his predecessors. And let's give him an opportunity and watch the fruits of his labors. And if they're good, let's give credit for that. If they're not good, then let's, you know, point out in, you know, what we believe to be a better way. But we can do so kindly. We can do so agreeably. We can do so with an element of education along the way. Hey, I don't agree with this, and here's why I don't. Just like Donald. I'm not here to attack Donald, but when he says that Maxine Waters is low IQ, I just think that's a debate that you'll never win. First off, how do you debate the IQ of somebody? Secondly, how do you know that's the measurement of intelligence, etc.? And it just has this racial slash personal attack nature that I don't think is helpful in the debate or the discussions at all in our society. At the same time, hey, when Donald wants to stand for pro-life and he's done more for the pro-life effort or cause, sacred cause, than other presidents before him, I got to give him credit for that. See, we need to be smart enough to separate issues and try to be on the right side of all issues. The right side to be God's side. The right side to be liberty's side. Other than that, there is no sides in my mind, but if it's good versus evil, I want to choose the good. Anyway, any comments about that, Kurt? I think we ought to give Mike Pompeo a chance, and I appreciate Family Research Council speaking out and giving us some more info, and I hope we can see great fruits from his efforts.
I agree.
As you point out, he is married to a woman. Can you imagine that? No wonder they hate him so much.
So yeah, I mean, it's one woman for a long time, too, Sam. I mean, it's
pretty soon he'll be telling you that he follows Mike Pence's guidelines where he doesn't hang out with other women alone and stuff.
Yeah,
he'll probably get the lightning rod big time for that. But anyway, I hope there's good fruit there. And what do you think about this idea that I'm talking about, Kurt, about, you know, principle and rejecting this good old boy network and partisan politics and always standing with somebody no matter what, good or bad, and just being, I'm more of a principle guy. I'm more of standing on the right side of an issue every time. And let people stand with me or against me based on their own opinions and decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think if we did more of that, we'd have a whole lot better ability to elect quality leaders, personally, Kurt.
Yeah. By the way, Sam, I guess tomorrow's the deadline for signing up to run for office. I'm sure you're aware of it.
No, I'm not. I don't spend my time there because I don't believe that, you know. I believe running for office is important. Don't get me wrong. I just think that there are other ways to make a bigger difference.
Yeah. I just thought I'd tell those of you who might need to know that.
That's good. Sure. What are you running for, Kurt? I know you're running.
You know, I haven't signed up.
Shame
yet,
on
Sam,
you, Kurt. What's wrong with you? You're breaking the tradition, my friend.
Well, I've got till tomorrow at 5, you know, to figure it out. I just
Well, if you're not careful, Kurt, you'll miss the deadline.
I'd like to go at the last moment because then I want to know, like, who's signed up? Is there anybody who hasn't signed up for one of these that I could maybe get elected to? Because I'd be the only guy, you know what I mean? But
yeah, Kurt can deal with that kind of a campaign, the only guy.
Well, yeah, the stealth campaign.
And Kurt would say, vote for me twice and vote for me often. Right?
No, I'd say no vote fraud, just vote once.
No downside voting for me. Well, if you're the only guy running, wouldn't hurt to vote for you twice, would it?
Okay.
All right, just saying. Anyway, the deadline for signing up for elections is tomorrow night, so I guess we'll have to wait till, what would it be, Friday's broadcast to see what Kurt's running for?
Yeah, I guess so, Sam.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that ball, ladies and gentlemen. And hey, I'm for running for office. I just think unless people put money or ground troops to make it work, it's a very difficult road to hoe. But it is valuable, and it is necessary. There's no doubt about it. And I'll do all I can on the radio to help those who are running for office that are good, honest constitutionalists. I'll do everything I can to help their sacred, worthy cause, including yours, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
So I hope you file, and I'll do everything I can to make it possible. And there you go. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today. We declare this nation shall endure.